finally, we got live. we had a couple interruptions, but that's all good. It's GloucesterCast 161. We have a couple guests today. We have Kim Smith.
Good morning, Gloucester.
We have Leslie Heffron.
Hi.
And we have Desi Smith. First time on the podcast for Desi.
Yep.
I love it. I like we're introducing new faces to the podcast.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love it.
We're going to talk about a cool project I stumbled upon that Desi is doing. It's the Gloucester Boxing Club, mm-hmm. which just kind of got started up again a couple years ago. How long has it been?
I think it was like last year or so, because we did a piece on it for the Gloucester Times.
Yeah.
And I started, taking some pictures at one of the events and stuff to promote it, and then I got an idea about going down and just doing something, a personal project for myself, to get away from the newspaper business and doing something that I want to do, as opposed to being
passion project.
Yeah, as opposed to being told to go here, go there, go there, do this. But I started that, and I thought I'm a big sports photographer, so and I love doing portraits, so I said, Gloucester Boxing Club. I said, let me try to figure out and do something down there with, off-camera flashes. And that's, I started that project.
Like this thing, the Strobist, it's called, right?
Mm-hmm. Strobist photography. It's, using off-camera flashes with either remote triggers or IS, infrared, stuff, and firing your flashes that way, but controlling the light either through modifiers or whatever. So
you can really freeze.
Really cool.
You can freeze
action.
You can freeze action. Yep, there's some high speed sync and stuff. You can introduce colored gels, depending what you want to do. But with these boxes, what I want to do is to get them in there actually when they're really training. Building up a sweat. Not really stopping them to pose them. I just want to get them in action, but light them in a way that I see, and don't do much in Photoshop with anything. Just basically, just the maybe lighting. Bring down the vibrance a little bit and crank up the contrast. Clarity, mm-hmm. and then it gives a little bit of a gritty look, and that's the whole thing I was going for.
Yeah.
Wow. Are they
in black and white?
No,
they're in color.
They're in color.
And some that I'm gonna give them the boxing club. They can run on the website. Some are in black and white, which is interesting, but the color part of it, if I can light it, with the idea of going in and taking down the ambient light that's existing, and using as much as it is if I want, or bring it to total darkness and just using the flashes to light them up.
To light them. Yeah. And
the reason Desi's here is I stumbled upon these photos and I was blown away.
Wow.
I mean, they were really powerful images, and I'm sure the subjects themselves and their families are over the top with these photos.
Yeah.
But anyone that isn't even remotely related to them.
Yeah. Will appreciate how beautiful they are.
Like you see the first picture and you want to see the whole series. It's that type of really. I got a hold of Desi. I'm like, Desi, to me, this is some of your best work. Whatever you're doing, congratulations. If you want to come on to the podcast, I'd love to, share a link.
Yep.
So do you have this, other than your Facebook page, do you have a website?
I do. It's just you can Google Desi Smith Photography. And you'll find me, there's plenty of stuff on me, but look for Photo Shelter. It's my website's a Photo Shelter link.
Okay. So that one, would hold some of those photos.
Yep. I would have those and my other sporting events and other portraits and things like that.
Yeah. So it's interesting. It's interesting what Desi said. So Desi said, he was interested in this project and he pursued it on his own. This is not a paid for gig or anything like that. And it's a passion project. Like when we're on the blog, right? And when we do something when you do something, you had the idea, it's your idea, and you go cover it and you have ideas about the way you want it to look and everything else. I know personally, I'm like 100 times more excited about it than when someone tells me, can you go cover XYZ,
right.
And I'm like, yeah, okay, I'm going, and what I mean, and you're there, and you're going, you do a nice job and everything like that, but there's nothing like when you have your own passion project, and you pour your heart and soul into it, and you can tell these photos, they're awesome.
Wow.
Yeah, really awesome.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, I never get a chance to do it, because like I said, I'm always doing other assignments, but to commit to something like that, which I've tried several times, I've done the same kind of project before with the Gloucester Police, and fire, using the same technique as, you know, the colored gels, some off-camera flashes and stuff, like the fire guys, the firefighters, and also the police the same way. It started out really good, got some good images, and then it just petered out because I have to go on to, you know, something else, and I can't stay with it because I get called on a moment's notice sometimes. I got to go off to an assignment or cover for somebody else, and it gets hard. So this project here, I decided when I start this, I'm going to put it out there. This is something I want to continue with and finish this one. And again, I don't know what I'm going to do with the photos. I don't know, you know, I may put them up.
It'd be great to have a show.
A show would be great. Like at City Hall, because it's very relevant.
People have been telling me that. I mean, I should show my work, but it's like, you know, again.
It's tough. It's time.
It costs money.
It costs money to, like, you know, people don't understand. You have a show.
Yeah,
a lot of times you put, you know, you put a grand into a show, and if they don't sell, everyone wants everything for nothing nowadays, photography wise.
Absolutely,
you know, and it's tough to put that kind of chatter out there. You know, you know who does? Yeah. That's what's great about James and Anna is that they find ways. They have hanging things where they use the clips, so they just, you're just paying for the print instead of having to have something like.
God,
I mean, God Almighty framed is over $100, you know, to get something framed. But they have that really cool with the two pieces of glass with the clips, and it's really an expensive way to get something done.
Yeah, I've seen some things like that too.
They're really nice.
Try to get the frames and try to put a frame on a picture.
They would be awesome for him to work with to put together a show.
They do shows too.
Right, if they.
KPNG Clay.
I was going to bring them up because I just had some of my work done there, and he did a great job.
And plus, if James gets a good deal on a ream of paper, or he'll turn that around and give that to the artist. So
he's
done a few of my images for me, and I love him. He did a great job.
That's fantastic.
That would be one way to afford to be able to do a show.
Yeah, in the show notes of this podcast, we'll have a link to Desi's. Find the website, so you can go see it. Go ahead, Leslie.
I was going to say, you can also get a show down at the Gloucester Lyceum, the library.
At the library.
Just sign up, go to the desk and sign up. It might be a year out, but that'll give you a chance to get ready
get things
for the
ready.
Show.
Then you have something to work towards.
Yeah,
and a lot of people go into the library, a lot of people, constantly, for a month. It's a month-long show.
The Adolf Matz Gallery.
The Matz Gallery. It's right when you walk in the door. Everybody has to go through that space to get to the books, so they'll see your show.
Right. You know, it's funny. I did a library one many years ago, which is in the 70s, believe it or not. I did something, I think.
Wow. That's dating yourself right there.
I know.
Wow.
Back in high school, after high school.
I did a library show, but that was in the
2000s.
I did one with Good Morning Gloucester contributors. We had that space, and we all put in like one or two pieces. Yeah. It was fun.
It's a good space.
It really is. Yeah, well lit.
Like 15, you know, like 15, 20.
When
pieces.
I did it, I put like 75 photos of the life story of the butterfly.
I think it's brilliant. I think that's a brilliant idea because, I mean, it's not going to cost, other than the cost of your photos, and it's a really well traveled space.
Yeah.
You know? Nikon would have sponsored me. I'd buy enough of the equipment.
Yeah, right?
Maybe they, you know.
Yeah, B&H photo.
Right, that's
they always have contests.
Yeah.
No, not B&H. What's the one? Hunts. No, what's the one in Melrose?
That's Hunts.
That's Hunts,
right?
That's
Hunts. That's like the camera joint.
I used to go there all the time, but now I go through New York. I go through with B&H.
Yeah.
So you don't pay the taxes or anything like that, and I get it the next day.
My daughter just worked on
free shipping.
My daughter just worked on a photo show with Adorama, and in New York, and
the two of them. It's kind of like that. They're like this. B&H and Adorama are kind of like this. They have the same kind of quick shipping and
price really close. It's pretty much the same.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, you just blew your sponsorship deal with Hunts. But that's
I used to go to them all off, but
that's great.
Yeah.
But so how are things at the Gloucester Times? Now they went to the paid model, do you think that's a good thing?
It's coming to that because nobody, you know, everything's, you know, online now. Everybody wants to get, you know, instant gratification, I guess. And some people like the texture of the paper still and want to get the paper. Yeah. And But the way things are now, I mean, it's more of an online thing, and I don't know how we're doing on prescriptions or on prescriptions
yeah.
Of the of an online. But
we were talking earlier, Kim and I and Desi, how we think that the level of reporting has actually increased in the last couple of years, the last year or so.
I think it's been tremendous.
But really good. Yeah, some, I think really Sean Horgan's stuff. Doing a great job.
Sean does a great job.
Ray Lamont, I think he's a really good reporter.
Gail McCarthy.
Gail McCarthy.
Gail's a doll.
Gail is like...
We also have to do a shout-out to one of my favorite people. Andrea Holborn.
Andrea. Oh, my God. She's amazing.
Is unbelievable. Andrea is...
Workhorse.
She is. She's like workhorse. The backbone. I can always count on her for anything.
She's
you know?
Amazing.
And I'll do anything for her. You know, she's great.
And she's very positive. Very positive person.
Yeah, she's a hard worker.
Yeah. Like Andrea a lot. So there you go. Everybody got to check out the. Oh, Cape and Bob. I wanted to a little bit other thing about back in the late 70s, there was like Gloucester boxing was a thing. Like, Slug Ryan and
believe it or not, I was one of those people. And when they first opened up, and I was there, at that time when we had all the boxes, Brother Agostini, Skippy Cream.
Do you remember in the gym at the high school?
Oh, yeah, right.
Marvelous Marvin Hagler used to show up and stuff like that. Yeah. Those are unbelievable.
The Boston Club started on Main Street, right down on Main Street. If I'm not mistaken, back in 1978, I think it was after high school, 79, 80.
Wow.
Somewhere around there. I started with the boxing club there when it first opened. I trained for like maybe 6 months, but I didn't really go far there.
I remember going with my dad, and it was like it was awesome.
Yeah,
I'm surprised. You know, it's really cool that it's coming back because nowadays everything is MMA, and you know, there's only the champ Ronda Rousey, not Ronda Rousey anymore, that Kelly Holm, but. Like they're more famous now as far as boxers than any. There's Mayweather. And then there's Ronda Rousey and this new Kelly Holm. But other than that, you know, you hear more about MMA than you hear about boxing.
Yeah, I was shocked about that loss, Ronda Rousey.
Jesus, that was crazy, right?
I was like, wow.
Did you see the fight?
I saw it on YouTube.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, they had it? Because I only saw a clip of the...
Well, not the whole fight.
Oh, Jesus.
She got beat up pretty good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, good luck. Well, she's a little...
A little cocky?
A little cocky, which was it was nice to you know, but that sets up a great couple of bouts, you know, rematch bouts.
Oh yeah.
So it's kind of I would rather see this, you know, a long time champ get beat.
Come back.
And then, you know, this build up for this next fight is
like
going to be unbelievable. Yeah.
Because
we haven't had anything like that in boxing since, God, when was the last time we had anything like that in boxing? I mean, I don't consider the Mayweather, you know what I mean, but the heavyweights, you know?
Right, yeah.
Like, is that like Muhammad Ali and
No,
Frazier?
I mean, we had Holyfield, and then we had Tyson. I mean,
Tyson,
after Tyson,
really
kind of boxing fell off, right?
Yeah, M-I-A-A, is it?
M-A, but they're crazy. It's the martial arts kind of fighting and stuff like that. It's in the octagon, and it's pretty intense. They use their feet and everything else like that. And that has come way up. And so, but I'm glad to see Gloucester has boxing as opposed to that, which is such a psycho.
Well, do you know how I know a little bit about it? Is because a lot of the greasy pole walkers are
Joey DeSilva, his brother.
And his brother Frank.
And his brother Frank Pacheco, and then Carlo is the one who resurrected the Gloucester Boxing Club.
Carlo
right?
and Joey, you know, they work together and stuff, and they have incredible trainers there too. I forget the guy.
Where are they working out of now?
Right down on Burnham Street. Is it next to right across from Burnham's Field there? What is that? Warner Street.
Yeah.
Is it Warner Street and the old building on the corner with Bobby Grover?
Where they had the welding shop?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Right in there.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Jesus, talk about like right out of Rocky, there.
The times that I've been there to photograph I call them athletes, but they're in the training. And
absolutely.
Stuff. Yeah, absolutely.
The times I've been in there, just the things that's going on there, it's really positive, the stuff that they're doing. I've seen some really young kids, from 10, 11 up, working out and stuff. And
Alicia Cox and Krista Wolf's son.
Oh,
Tyler is doing the boxing club.
He is. Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah. So I'm going to try to include some of the kids into that little project that I'm doing and stuff. and there's some women. And I already got some ideas.
Yeah, my daughter loves boxing.
I love boxing, yeah. I'm into street science.
She wants to do it. Yeah.
You know. Fragile little daughter's going to go play boxing?
I did boxing for years.
She lives in New York City. You know, it's a great workout.
Oh, yeah, she's very... The mean street, she's... You see some pictures of Liv, and you try to talk to her and talk about her as if she's grown up on the mean streets of New York City.
No.
Come on now.
No, she lives in New York City, and she's traveling around a lot.
Lily White.
And she's the... I know.
Okay.
That's what they call her, the snow angel in the hood.
You're funny. All right, so this leads me to my next topic, which is kind of related. And I think all of us here could probably relate to this question of cluelessness, but it's kind of funny. So I got an email this morning. Joey, I tried to print a photo, but for some reason it wouldn't print on my computer. Is it possible to print some images from your page?
Oh my god.
So here's my response. XYZ person, I won't say her name. Yeah. Without permission from a photographer or asking if you can pay them for the photo, it's kind of a shitty thing to do. Thanks for checking out the blog. Have a great holiday season.
Oh, my God.
I mean, how else can you handle that, right?
Oh, my God.
But, yeah. That's the day and age that we see. When people say, you know, come to me and they say, oh, my, you know, so we used to have some contributors that would post on the blog and then remind me all the time about how much their photos are worth. Right. And I'm like, let's get something clear.
Right.
If you want to get paid for your photos and you're going to tell me how much they're worth, and we're giving here. This is a giving day. And I totally understand,
right.
You know, if you want to get paid for your photos and you don't want people to steal them, you have to post, you know, images that are 640 pixels wide. Right. Because if you put the image out there that's 3,500,
grab them right off there.
People grab them, whatever. And you either have to be okay with that or not. But there's no way to stop it. Right. So, you know, I don't, you know what I mean? Yeah. I put my photos, they're in a gallery, at, you know, online gallery that people can print out from Cape Angie Clay.
From Cape Angie Clay.
And I hope that they do that. But I understand the risk that if I posted it on thing there, that if someone wants to do that,
right,
it's unethical. It's just like stealing music.
Right.
Yep.
I know people take things all the time from me. I mean, I could make them. I could go to all the extra step of making them smaller.
You could make a big photo mark across the middle and ruin the image.
Right. Yep. Yeah. So you know how I deal with it? It's like when businesses and nonprofits ask me all the time. And it just, I go on a person-by-person basis. Like, if it's a business, I say, I charge for my photos. If it's a nonprofit, I generally give it to them. You know what I mean? And just let them, and say, just please give me a photo credit or whatever.
Photo credit,
you know,
link back.
And people are always saying to me, oh, I'm using your images on my, as my screensaver. You know what I mean? And I'm like, oh, well, I'm okay with that. Yeah. I would feel really shitty if somebody downloaded
printed it.
And
it happens.
Yeah.
But there's a way, I mean, if you only upload, and I don't take the time to reduce the images.
Yeah, I don't,
you know what I mean? I just don't have the time.
James is pretty adamant about that. James is like, you know, you need to reduce your images, and it's just like one extra step.
We don't have the time.
You can do that in post and stuff like that, but the thing is, like 72 DPI, and just, you know, and do it without really degrading the image at all, and do it that way. I do it. I just get aggravated sometimes when I'll put stuff up. I don't really put that much up there. I mean, I'll put up, you know, things that I think people are interested in, but the fact that some people, it just happened recently. Somebody took my work, posted it. And they took it either with their iPhone. It says, you know how it says, I downloaded with iOS or something. So they took my pictures from a camera phone and come up as their images on the thing. They displayed them as their images.
Yeah. Right.
And I typed back, you know, that's not right to do that. You know, I don't mind sharing my images. And, you know, if you want to share my images, at least give me photo credit.
Right.
I mean, it just came up as their photos.
Okay. Well, I had a problem.
Happens all the time.
Well, I had
that's
a
aggravating, but
I had a problem with somebody like that, and when I went back to them and said, "You're using my images to promote your business. Here's my bill," and then they were like, "Well, I took it. I got it from my cell phone, and it didn't have the watermark on the cell phone." And so I went to my iPhone, looked at the image, and there it said right under the image, "This photo might have copyright issues," because I had, you know, done a copyright on it. So the person wasn't being truthful with me, which made me doubly mad. Do you know what I mean? Because it was like, it says right there, this photo has copyright issues. Right there on your iPhone 6 or whatever. You know what I mean? So, anyways.
You can't get too crazy.
No, it's digital age now. I mean, it's amazing what people can do now.
Yeah. So yeah, so that was kind of funny. It was funny because
yeah,
I got that. I knew Desi was coming in for the podcast as a photographer. He's a photographer.
Right.
And then I was like, get that. I'm like, oh, this would be funny to run by. I'm sure this happens to him 100 times more than it happens to me. So there you go. Turkey season. Turkey. What did everybody did? I did for my Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Felicia actually made. A Thanksgiving last Wednesday, the Wednesday before, and I had turkey then. She did a infused Asian infused. It was really fantastic and everything else. But on Thanksgiving Day, there was so many different. We didn't eat till 6:30, 7 o'clock at night. There were so many unbelievable sides. I didn't a piece of turkey did not hit my plate. All the different stuff. Now, where do you guys fall on the Thanksgiving food rankings? Like, where do you rank? So there's stuffing, all the root vegetables that are mashed up and stuff. There is like the chutney. There's the desserts and there's turkey. Where does turkey rank on out of those five?
Turkey's like one or two because
really,
because you know why? Because I make a really, really good turkey. I've made like probably 200 turkey dinners in my life because my family wants to eat turkey for Christmas. As well, so my turkey's really good, but it has to have the gravy and stuffing with it.
But that's separate though.
Yeah.
See now. Are you sure you're not confusing the gravy on the stuffing with the turkey?
Yeah. Well.
Right, so that's yours. So you where? So you said turkey's up there, Leslie. Where are you at? Where are you at?
It's a 3 or 4. Yeah. It's definitely not my top.
It's not your
time. Not out of those. How about you?
Turkey, number one. I got to have the leg.
Really?
I got to have the leg.
I love
the turkey leg. I am so disappointed. My family and I, the year before, there wasn't going to be a lot of people coming over, so my wife decided, well, we weren't going to have it at home, and we all decided to go out to the castle, I guess. The manor there. And we had dinner there, which was great, but there was no turkey leg, no dark meat, no nothing. It was all white meat.
Yeah, it's like fresh.
Yeah, I was so disappointed. So my wife, graciously enough, went out and got a turkey and brought it home and cooked me a turkey.
That's a good woman.
That's
a good woman right there.
She cooked me my turkey. I got my turkey.
Nice crispy skin, tender on the inside.
Absolutely.
That's great, yeah. I just got some chicken drumsticks. I'm gonna cook for lunch today.
Oh yeah,
on the grill. Yeah, nothing like that crispy skin, moist in the inside.
Stuffing number two, though.
Well,
what's that?
Stuffing's number two.
Stuffing's right. Yeah.
Well, listen to this. I made like.
For the record.
Okay.
I go stuffing, number one.
One. Okay. You would like my.
I like dessert. I like dessert number two. I like the mashed potatoes with the gravy on it, number three. And the turkey's number five.
Number five. Wow. Okay, well, that's a good order.
It is what it is.
Okay,
I'm just saying.
So
I'm surprised we had a couple. I'm surprised we had two out of four with turkey number one, actually.
I quadruple my gravy recipe so that we have gravy with leftovers. And then this year I tripled the stuffing recipe and had these big three trays of stuffing. And before I even baked, and then they were just sitting on the kitchen table, and I said, okay, you guys can pick out this one, right? Before I even put it in the oven, one whole tray of stuff was gone.
Gone. Doesn't surprise me.
You know what I mean? But just like partially, with all the, because, I mean.
Here's a follow-up question. Here's a follow-up question. Bread stuffing or meat stuffing?
Oh, bread stuffing.
Bread stuffing.
I never even heard of meat stuffing.
No?
Yeah. No.
My grandmother used to make a great one.
Bread stuffing is bread. All I know.
Bread stuffing with hamburger in it.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, really? Interesting.
But we had some with, this night on Thanksgiving, we had it with sausage in there.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit of spiciness to it.
That's what my grandmother used to.
I sauteed mushrooms, of mushrooms,
celery
onions,
yeah.
A lot of fresh herbs from my garden, rosemary, thyme. And then this year I put pecans in it and a lot of butter.
Not pecans. Not pecans. No. Kim Smith cannot say the word pecan. It's going to be pecan. Pecans.
I don't
know. I've heard you say that word pecans a million times.
It's not walnut.
Do you say pecans as well? Maybe I'm the idiot.
Gloucester,
so. You say potato, I say tomato.
What do you say? Pecans or pecans?
Pecans,
I could
be.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
It's a guy thing.
It sounds like you're saying toucan, that bird.
We got our tree yesterday.
Oh.
Real tree.
A real tree, okay.
Real tree. Oh, lobster pool, very reasonable, beautiful, full tree.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Douglas fir.
So they have it all set up there at the lobster pool for selling trees?
They all set up outside.
Wow, nice.
They're inexpensive. I was shocked at how little it cost. And they're beautiful. Miles gave it a fresh cut, threw it in the back of the pickup truck, and we decorated our tree yesterday.
I'll go check them out.
Also,
I don't remember them doing that last year.
No, this is the first year.
It's the first year.
And they're donating 5% of the sales to Open Door.
That's nice.
Seriously? Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
Can't go wrong.
The trip to the tip of the cape.
That's awesome.
Right? That's in your neck of the woods.
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you going to do a real tree, Leslie?
Yeah, I think I will.
You going to go see the boys at the lobster pool?
I think I will.
Nice.
Well, you know, Nicole turned me on to the Beverly Tree Farm. And it's very expensive to go and chop your own tree down.
It costs more money and you have to do work. But it is fun.
But yeah, it's super fun. But like, I don't have little kids with me or anything. So last year I went not knowing all this. So I show up just all by myself, nothing to chop the tree down, because I just thought they chop it down for you. No, you're supposed to like do the chopping.
That's part of the thing. Yeah.
Right. I didn't realize that. Right. So I said, I'm like totally, you know, unprepared here. And the lady goes, we have this pile of pre-chopped tree. People pay their $80 or $90 to chop their tree down, and either they change their mind or they just leave them behind. So they have this little pile of chopped down, you know, freshly chopped trees, like within the last, you know, week, for half price.
Wow.
And so I got one last year, and that tree lasted like 6 weeks before it dropped a needle.
It was amazing.
And it smelled like I never smelled a Christmas tree before.
There's nothing like that smell.
I love that smell.
To get you in the holiday spirit.
Yeah.
But you were talking about the real, you know, fake. Some of that. My wife last year ended up buying one of the fake trees. I was dead against this. You know, I love it, but, you know, the needles and stuff falling off the tree and, you know, all the work it takes to put it together. Yeah, and all that work and stuff, watering it. And we end up getting a fake tree, and it is beautiful. It looks so real.
They do look real.
And I said, that's a beautiful tree. And it's less mess now, and it's just real easy to do.
It is. So, no, I know. That's the
thing. I
mean, there's definitely
like
both sides.
Tree. I mean, you're going to pay $50, $60 for a tree.
You're going to have to get the candles that smell like pine now.
I do miss that smell, though. I mean,
there's nothing. Because it reminds you about what it's all about. It's it's like a throwback thing in the back of your mind instead of like.
It brings back a lot of good feelings and just immediately puts you in the mood.
Oh, yeah.
Do your girls decorate the tree?
Yeah, we decorated last night. We had a blast. Yeah. We had an absolute blast. We went hog wild. We went cheesy and awesome. Right. Love it.
A lot of tinsel?
Garland. Tinsel this year. You know how the stringy tinsel?
Yeah,
we put beads.
Yeah, get some and throw it on.
Target had a one day only, Saturday, 50% off all of Christmas decorations.
Oh, wow.
Merry to their thing there. God only knows how much spam I'm going to get on my phone after texting Mary on to get this 50% discount.
I've always thought Target has really good Christmas decorations.
Oh, they have great stuff.
Decorations and wrappings. I love their Target wrapping paper. I get a lot of wrapping paper there.
Target's pretty
good.
Pretty, it's a good one-stop place.
Yeah.
So we had that. Last night was the show at the Hive, 18 up and 30 down.
I saw that.
Did you go?
Yeah, Donna was
there. Did
you go?
Donna
was there.
Of course. Pauline Bresnahan.
Yeah, I was there early because I ran in. I had bought a whole bunch of lobsters from Frankie in the morning. I ran in, stayed for 10 minutes, took some snapshots, Instagrammed them, and ran home and continued making dinner. So. Yeah, it was awesome. It was tremendous. It was such a great...
I'm sure there was a great time. You know, those collaborative shows, when there's like 15 artists. Now you got 15 artists great. And all of their friends and family coming. Yeah. They're usually a lot of good energy at those
It
things.
Was very positive. The work was beautiful. Just some really outstanding work. Really, really
I'm blown away at some young artists.
Yeah.
Like some of the stuff that they produce. Holy
did
Jesus.
That, did you see that photo that I put of Leon Doucette's work?
Oh, I know Leon is very talented. I didn't see it, though.
Oh my God. His dad. Sitting at the table.
Oh, it was. I didn't meet him.
Was it oil?
With a glass.
Yeah, there were some.
I've seen that in the past.
What was that?
Oil and beeswax
is
that process.
Leon is that whole family is ridiculously
beautiful.
Talented.
It is beautiful.
His brother, you know, his brother Emil Doucette. Mm-hmm. Do you know him?
I do know him because.
Do you know he was involved with? You know he. In the early days of Good Morning Gloucester, we were doing the guerrilla art projects where we all had our little shorts and we played them first at Gloucester Stage and then
at Latitude.
We did one there and we did them at the Gloucester Cinema. What do you call it now? God only knows what they call it now. And he was him and the Papos kid.
Yeah.
Michael Papos. He was. The brother of the Pappas that was the chef.
Chef Doug
at Foreign Affairs.
Right, yeah.
And so just
Doug is
that group
chef.
Of kids that all kind of grew up together. And Michael Palazzolo was another one doing this great photography work. And they won some awards, some small filmmaker awards and stuff like that.
Because Doug is, we're friends on Facebook and he's always posting really cool photos on Facebook. Yeah.
But they got started over at Bait and Tackle. And with Chad Carlsberg, I think that's it, and Bait and Tackle Advertising Agency, and they were doing the video stuff.
Interesting.
Very cool.
So, very cool. Another family member there at the.
There's so much young talent in this town. And, you know, it's a testament to the Hive and Art Haven.
And Catherine Ryan.
To
pull this all together.
But there's all these people fostering this young, creative environment. A lot of towns have, like, pour all their energy into sports or a lot into music and stuff. Like, we're very fortunate here.
We seem to have a melange of
cultural,
all of them.
There's so many young, really involved art kids that.
From a very young age,
that you know is just going to pay huge dividends as they create, and we get to share their beauty all the way up to, because art is something that sports, as we get older, we get all messed up and we can't perform anymore. Art is something that you could be all half in the bag and still perform.
Let me just say one thing about that. Catherine told me last night that there is going to be a permanent registry of these kids with their websites and stuff like that. So it's just
Is that through the Hive's website?
Yeah, through the Hive, and there'll be this wonderful directory, and they can all network. And so, if you're interested in any of the artists, you can find them through the Hive's website.
There you go.
So.
Leslie,
I'm sorry. I thought,
no, that's okay.
I thought you were going on to the next subject there. Sorry.
Go ahead.
Well, Leslie,
before, that show was just a pop-up Thanksgiving show for kids that were home from college that are artists and older.
Right.
But Kat told me the same thing. Yeah. The directory will be online soon.
I love how people start calling it Kat.
Yeah.
Is that Nick Dave? Yeah.
That's Ryan. She introduced herself.
Right.
Did she really?
She did? Oh.
No, now she's going by Kat. I love that.
Because if I say Catherine, you're like, you do a double take because you're so used to Kat.
I call it Kat Ryan. Right. Leslie, you want to give us the art rundown?
Yeah, well, I have two shows that I went to see, both of which I recommend. One is called Home for the Holidays, and that's at the Flat Rocks Gallery, 77 Langsford Street, which is...
Yeah, my husband went to that. He said he loved it, too.
In Lanesville, there are 8 artists, and it's a variety of...
Can you say who the names of the artists are?
You can with your glasses.
Oh, okay. All right. Joan Benoiti, is that how you say it?
By Benoit.
I can't pronounce that. Benoiti. Oh. Well, I can't pronounce most of these names.
Lynn Saucell.
Okay. Caroline Baganel. Alana Krepchen. I'm sorry I'm mangling everybody's names. Megan Chase, Hans Punt, that's my husband's friend, Ken Rioff, and Claire Sanford. And once again, I apologize if I mess up anybody's names.
That's at the Flat Rocks.
Yeah, so it's painting, jewelry, mixed media sculpture, beautiful work, all varied. Okay. Every artist has something different to bring.
And, isn't that a great gallery?
It is. It's a beautiful space, and it's worth the drive. Yeah. You go to the Lobster Pool, pick up your Christmas tree, and then they're open trip. Today. They're open today from 12 to 5.
That's not going to help. They're not going to. This won't go out till 8 o'clock tonight, so that won't.
Okay.
Well, then when they're there,
they're there. Home for the Holidays is a show that runs until December 27th, and the gallery's open from Thursday through Sunday from 12 to 5.
There you go. Put a link to that show. Anything else?
Yeah, the other show is the fantastic holiday show down at the Rocky Neck Art Colony, or the Rocky Neck Cultural Center.
The show.
By members of the Rocky Neck Art Colony, and that goes on this weekend and for four more weekends.
Because it goes after Christmas, right? Their show's always.
That's a show
Christmas.
You're going to see some amazing work because everybody gets probably one piece or
no,
two.
No, you rent. You have a space.
You have a space, but it's only a couple. So presumably it's the.
Not this.
Okay. Yeah.
So presumably That's okay. Presumably it's a couple of their best. Each artist's best work.
No, quite a few pieces. It depends on the space that you choose.
Oh, okay.
But it's, again, it's a variety of painting, sculpture, a lot of pottery and jewelry.
I'm surprised. Cards. Has EJ posted about that? Because usually she's very involved with Rocky Neck. I'm sure.
I'm sure she has. I think she put a flyer.
Well, we'll link to it too.
Yes. Okay. I think she
great
put a flyer
show.
Up.
Great
I've been
show.
So busy.
Yeah.
I've missed
stuff. And she's super busy with her mom. Taking her mom.
So there you go. There's the Art Rundown with Leslie Heffron. I love that she comes. You're invited. You know you're invited every week.
You're so nice.
You know that. Very good. I want to mention the Holiday Delight Show at the I'm bringing my daughters.
Gloucester Stage.
What's that?
It's Friday. It's this coming Friday and then the following Saturday. Is that correct?
I thought it was the 10th.
Okay, well, you better look.
That's a week and a half from now.
Okay, well, we better look. All I know is I got you three tickets for the Saturday show. So
thank you.
Okay, sorry.
Very good. So Holiday Delights, it's Heidi Dallin has written and produced it, and it's at Gloucester Stage. We'll put a link to that.
Okay.
Lobster Trap Tree, they're going to look for some volunteers.
They canceled the day.
The building of it due to the rain, but they're going to... once it gets announced, they really need volunteers to help them because it's a lot of work.
Right, we need to get Donna off the tree because her
Donna,
is really
well, Donna has the perfect excuse. Her hip is all messed up, or her knees, or whatever it is all messed up.
So
we miss Donna. Donna hasn't done a podcast in too long.
Let's get Donna off the tree, and she can take photos, and then we'll get some young
photos.
I
can see her. She'll straighten out the lights. Speaking of, is anything more frustrating than untangling Christmas tree lights?
Well, my husband has the perfect system. So, when we take them off, he's made these cardboard things.
Brilliant.
And he's put little notches in, opposing notches in them. And he just wraps them around that, and so then when I put things up, he just hands them to me, and around we go.
My God. It's so simple. I don't know why I haven't think of it.
You do it with your garlands, too.
Can you take a pic? Here's a post.
Yeah.
Take a picture and say, this is what to do with your thing.
It's a DIY.
I put a picture on the blog today. I had a bundle of things, and the caption was simply Christmas. Everything was just a big mess.
I can't wait to see that. That's funny.
Yeah, it's a pretty good one. Has anybody started Christmas shopping? Did anybody participate in Black Friday?
No. I was downtown yesterday.
I bought a few things, but it wasn't really
shop local thing?
Yeah, people gave me stuff from the shop local thing. Yes,
did you go to present?
No, we went to La Provence.
Dawn.
Because we were over in Rockport, with the kid, with Liv and Ashley and Matt, so we went to...
Who's Ashley, this Ashley girl? She shows up in all the pictures.
She's one of Liv's bridesmaids, and she spent Thanksgiving.
I thought they had a little weird thing going on.
No, she's one of Liv's bridesmaids. She lives in Brooklyn.
It's the three of them all the time.
She lives in Brooklyn, and they're only like a subway stop apart from each other, but she was one of Liv's bridesmaids, and she's such a sweet girl, and her family is like scattered everywhere, so that's why she spent Thanksgiving with us. We loved having her, and she's a beautiful, sweet, charming, lovely person. She's really added to the festivities. Yeah.
Where's your parents from?
One lives in South Carolina now.
Oh, so she didn't have family around. Yeah, so that's why she
lives in Kentucky or something like that. So.
Oh, she's a Southern girl. Oh, nice. Very nice. So, Leslie, where did you shop?
I spent some time and some money in the Cape Ann Museum gift shop. I just love it there.
Yeah. What a fabulous idea. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a blog post right there.
Went down at 4:30 and shopped till 5 till they closed. And
And
lots of really beautiful gifts. Yeah.
What a great idea.
Like, what kind of gifts? What did you get?
Well, I like the Folly Cove designer.
Oh, yeah. No brainer.
So I don't really want to say on the podcast in case somebody listens.
Yeah, okay. Wow. Good idea.
Yeah. That's all I'm going to say.
Right.
I did buy some things related to the Folly Cove designers.
Oh, okay. Wow. Very good. Love that book about Virginia Lee Burton. That's a beautiful book that they have there. So.
About Virginia Lee Burton?
Oh, yeah.
Not written by Virginia Lee Burton. They have one talking about her?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Yeah. That's probably pretty cool.
It's really cool.
She's a very interesting lady.
It talks about all the designers, but it's chock full of candid photos from that era.
That exhibit is an awesome. Yeah. Upstairs and to the right, you go down all the way to the end of the hallway, the Folly Cove designer. Have you been up there, Desi? Have you been in the Cape Ann Museum lately?
Not lately.
You gotta go.
Only time I go to these places is when I'm assigned to them.
You're busy.
I can do it. Yeah.
But it's worth, if you have some downtime, like I hadn't been there for a long time, and then you go in and you're like, Oh my God.
I mean, after the restoration and stuff like that they did and stuff.
It's incredible.
It was great. It was beautiful, yeah.
Really incredible. Have you seen the big lens? Fresnel lens?
Fresnel?
I thought it was Fresnel.
Something like that. I took a pretty decent picture of it. They were really nice with all the colors and stuff.
It's definitely fun. Do they let you take the camera if you're not like proud of press? Because I always take snap away, but I'm not sure if you're supposed to take
pictures.
I'm
not exactly sure either. Like,
sometimes even you can't.
I wouldn't stand there and take a Fitzhugh.
Make sure you have it perfectly squared up so you can reproduce it. Right. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Bring in lighting.
Recently I took a picture of Rhonda and Jeffrey Rashawn in there, and that wasn't a problem.
Well, there you go. I have a wish list for myself. It's completely become an obsession now. It's all things to do with grilling. It's like there's this instant read digital thermometer that I want that's $50.
I think that was on your birthday wish list.
Yeah, it was. And I didn't get it.
Didn't
I was very disappointed. And now, see, here's the thing. There was a big sale. There was a Cyber Friday, whatever the fuck it was, sale.
Yeah.
And I could have bought it like on discount. But I'm wondering if Kate held off to buy it for Christmas, so I don't know if I should hold off anymore or if I should buy it for myself.
Maybe you should discuss it. Maybe you should try to gently discuss it.
I don't know how you'd ask that.
Buy it and take it back.
That's a good idea.
Somebody else bought it for you.
That's a good
idea. I don't know.
Can
you do that? Amazon? Yeah, sure. I never send things back. I'm terrible about it.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Well,
that's not used. Yeah.
So there's that.
I'm sure that happens to a lot of people.
I hope Kate's not listening to this.
I know she will, but you can't say it. Just
I hope she's
it.
Not listening. I don't think she's listening. I saw there's this website called the Weber Kettle Club, and it's all people that are obsessed with finding a special old Weber kettles, because every once in a while they make special colors. They have like turquoise ones and lime green ones and like cinnamon red ones and the forest green ones, and like people find them like buried in swamps and bring them back and restore them, and they're so well made, and the porcelain their finish is so sturdy that it's the same kind of thing that is on the inside of baked on the inside of your oven. It's that tough. Like, so these people, they take razors and they scrape all the grime away, and there's beautiful finishes underneath these, and they're like works of art, and people, they get the aluminum legs and they just they sand them down with emery paper and stuff, and then they polish them, and they look like brand gorgeous new things.
And is that the thing that you had? Is there like a pizza oven that you got? Or something?
Well, that's part of. That's an insert for that.
Oh, it is. Okay.
For a charcoal grill.
Like, yeah. I
found this website that had these lime green. You know the little grill I have? It's called the Smoky Joe Weber.
Yeah.
It's like this big. It's perfect for me down here. Yeah. They have lime green ones.
Is that what you want?
What era are lime green ones from? Are they from the 60s?
I don't know. I found it. Like it's she's going to be away this week, and I got a conversation. We had a conversation about not bringing anything else into the house because there's no room for anything. So she's going to be away, and I have a time, so the delivery is going to be there right when she's away.
Is this a gift for her?
No, it's for me.
It's a gift for yourself.
I'm gifting.
Gifting.
Yeah. It's all about gifting for myself. Yeah.
So you're going to have...
No, but in fairness, I also did the beginning of my shopping, which included some gifts for her.
Are you all done with your shopping?
No, but I plan to do the bulk of it this week. A couple years ago, I don't know if it was 4 or 5 years ago, I had every single gift bought by Thanksgiving. And it was one of the best holidays ever.
Yeah, because you didn't have to worry about
like no stress at all. You just roll into the holidays.
That's fancy
free.
I don't know anybody else who does that. That's
I'm last minute.
It's the worst. It's the worst. You can't enjoy it.
Nope. I'm not last minute because I have this big family that I have to ship everything to, which, you know, that it all has to be done by the 14th. But, however, so I'm usually done by around the 14th.
No.
But. So Donna Artizzoni was down the... She said that she was shopping at Toodaloo's yesterday, and she loves that.
She loves that.
Didn't get a press release from them unless she posted it, because every year they do that. They had that sale that Black Friday morning, like at 6 o'clock in the morning, it was. It was something crazy, like 40% or 50% off. 7 o'clock it went to 30% off. 8 o'clock it went to 20% off. You know, like each particular.
Did the street do that? Because it used to be like a whole group on the street that did that.
They did, but we didn't get a press release about it.
I've shopped before too for the papers when they have them all like that. And stuff. Yeah. It entice people getting there early.
Yeah, well, that just hurts themselves by not sending a press release. Mm-hmm. So.
Were a lot of people shopping on Friday because it was such a nice day outside?
It was packed. I was in Rockport with the kids, and it was really a nice crowd there. It was great to see that. So we
went to Target to get our Christmas stuff yesterday, and I was actually surprised at how we got in and out of there.
Oh, really? What time of day did you go?
I want to say it was 11:30.
Oh, gee, that sounds
Honestly, we went back door, by the old, where the old Kentucky Fried Chicken was, mm-hmm. and through, the back, Danvers, the back, but behind the mall
behind
and
the mall,
out through.
That way.
No traffic at all. The cars were not parked on the other side of the parking lot by where, I'm curious. I think that the theory is a two-pronged theory. One, that people, there's been a huge push for shopping local in the last couple of years, and mm-hmm. I think that more people are shopping local. Mm-hmm. And obviously the other prong is I think a lot of people are buying stuff online.
Online.
I think it's those two things.
Yeah.
And I think it's probably denting the malls a little bit.
I think I saw a graphic on CBS that 630 billion or whatever it is stores, and now the takes place in this this window between Thanksgiving and Christmas, and then it's like 1/6 of that is online. So it just keeps creeping up. Like online sales are a full 1/6, but now, so this was before this weekend that they put this graphic up, and then things really increased. So it could be maybe it's as much as 1/5 online sales.
I think a ton of people wait for Black Friday and Cyber Monday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think a ton of people are conditioned to do this because there's just been, there's some ridiculous things.
Well, if you know what you want and you don't have the time to run out for it,
clicking a button and having free shipping.
I mean,
especially Amazon Prime. I'm a huge Amazon Prime guy.
There is a place for online shopping.
What do you think? Merchants in town. I wonder if they could do something like maybe online. If people don't want to get out because it's a bad day, maybe do you know, have people
like the stores in town.
Oh my God, that's a brilliant idea, and I've never heard anyone bring it up.
And just, you know, go shopping that way.
And have a delivery, have a, oh my God, that's brilliant.
That's a brilliant idea, Dan.
Brilliant.
Wow.
Really? No, really, because like the delivery service would be part of it.
Yeah.
Right.
Like you call in and say, hey, these are the things I want. Like Toodaloo's, right? You can't get there or something like that. You call them up and say, these are the things I want. And charge the delivery service. You know, charge, you know, because, hey, we get pizzas. I paid to get a pizza delivered last night.
That way you're still shopping local, right?
And she's so creative down there. I forget her name, the Toodaloo's there.
Oh, she is.
She's very creative. She could probably send her little elves there out to deliver them to the house there. That'd be kind of interesting. Yeah.
I think that's brilliant. I really do. Well, there you go. Yeah. Anybody else got anything to talk about? I think we covered a lot today. Yeah. Nice fun one. Desi, thanks for coming.
Well, thanks for having me. This was actually fun to sit back and relax for a little bit.
Right?
Yeah.
It is.
I do that often.
Kim and I say this all the time. Like, if not one person actually listened to the podcast, we would just pretend that we're taping it because it's a nice thing to hang out, have coffee, and go through this thing.
I'm sure you get a lot of people listening.
Yeah. Well, GloucesterCast 161 is in the books. We got Kim Smith, Leslie Heffron, and Desi. Oh, two Smiths. Desi Smith.
Yeah.
Boom, just like that.
Half
of the cast. Have a great day, everybody.